From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A lot of police say they are chasing down suspects in their investigation to determine who's responsible for the rush hour bomb attack on a city subway. Meantime, Britain has raised its terror threat level after the attack was claimed by the Islamic State. Here is Prime Minister Theresa May.
The Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, that's the independent organisation which is responsible for setting the threat level on the basis of available intelligence, has now decided to raise the national threat level from severe to critical.
Islamic State said an improvised explosive device was used at the subway station. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. He made the remarks during a speech to military personnel and their families at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, just outside of Washington.
America and our allies will never be intimidated. We will defend our people, our nations, and our civilization from all who dare to threaten our way of life.
Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Twitter that the North Korea missile crisis or missile launch is another reckless breach of UN resolutions and a major threat, he says, to international peace and security, which demands a global response. At the United Nations, the Security Council condemned the missile that flew over Japan. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un today says his country wants to match the military force of the United States and vowed to compete and complete his nuclear program. This is VOA News. Bangladesh is protesting a violation of its airspace by helicopters and drones from Myanmar as tensions between the two countries escalate over a massive influx of Rohingya Muslim refugees into Bangladesh. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the number of Rohingya refugees who have fled across the border to Bangladesh has climbed to nearly 400,000. Meantime, UN and international agencies report the mass exodus appears unstoppable. The story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
Aid agencies are increasing assistance operations in response to the ever-worsening crisis. Chris Loam is the International Organization for Migration's Senior Communications Officer. He says many of the people on the move are heading toward a large new government area being set aside for the refugees. But he adds about half of the 400,000 are living alongside the road on wastelands or on hills in horrible conditions. The UN Children's Fund reports youngsters account for 240,000 of the Rakhine refugees. To try to head off the spread of killer diseases, UNICEF and the World Health Organization are starting a vaccine campaign against measles and polio on Saturday. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey, Russia, and Iran have agreed to a deal that they see countries will work together to police a de-escalation zone in Syria's Idlib province over the next 6 months. Idlib, which borders Turkey, was captured in 2015 by an alliance of jihadists and rebels. Starting Monday, world leaders will gather for the annual UN meetings in New York, where President Trump will make his debut on the UN stage. Mr. Trump's National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, has a preview of what the president's message will be at the UN General Assembly.
The president will express support for Secretary General Guterres' reform efforts. The United Nations, of course, holds tremendous potential to realize its founding ideals, but only if it's run more efficiently and effectively.
President Trump's Tuesday speech likely will be widely watched, not least of all by the North Korean delegation, which, because of seating rotation in the hall, has drawn a front row seat this year. UN just recently expanded sanctions on Pyongyang after their latest missile test. UN leaders and analysts will also be listening to Mr. Trump for his views on several issues, including climate change, the war in Syria, whether the U.S. will be pulling out of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, and his strategy for countering Islamic State terrorists. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.